Hello, welcome to the Femi Olaniyo podcast. My name is Femi Olaniyo and I'm your host. Today, I'm going to be talking about an interesting topic that people are not really talking about when it comes to personal finance. Yes, people are not talking about the different ways we are wasting money. To be honest, you and I, there have been times where we have wasted money a lot. To be honest, me too, there have been times where I've wasted money a lot, but I no longer waste money. There have been times where you and I, you know, we've been wasting money, but we don't know we are wasting money. And today, guys, I'm here to address five ways you are wasting your money and how you can stop. You know, there are some times where you spend money on things and then at the end of the day, you'll be wondering, guy, how did I waste this money? How did I spend this? How did I do that? You know, you're not managing your finances very well. But if you are that kind of person, you should consider listening to the end of this episode. Now to the different ways you are wasting your money. Just five. I'm going to be mentioning just five. So make sure you take note of these five. Now, number one is always going to restaurant to eat. Now, this is very common among human beings, not just Nigerians, not Africans, like everyone. This is common. And it's actually common to me too. You know, I'm this kind of guy that I don't like to cook, but I can cook. You know, get a kind of thing. I don't like to cook, but I can cook. That sometimes, yeah, we have food stuff at home and then I'll go to an expensive restaurant to go and be eating. Like, you know, I'm this kind of person that is lazy to cook. There's actually a time on, January 2020, before the pandemic came in, that I was in school that time. I'm an OE student. I was in school. So I was always going to restaurant like almost every day to eat. And I was spending at least, I think, 1,000 naira every day. Even though 1,000, 1,200 every day. I can't actually remember. 1,200 every day. Like, it was actually turned into something else that I just had to stop. Like, I had to stop. I was having food stuff at home. I had to stop and I started cooking myself, honestly, because I realized that I was actually wasting a whole lot of money on this restaurant. And it's not actually nice. You know, if you're the kind of person that, you don't have the time to cook for yourself, you prefer to go to a restaurant and that kind of thing, I would advise that you shouldn't go to the restaurant every day. You know, we have 7 days in a week. I would advise that, you know, every, maybe like Mondays or, you know, on weekends, you can just decide to cook the food you're going to eat for the whole of the week. Maybe you can just cook the food you're going to eat for Monday to Fridays, and then maybe Saturdays and Sundays you go to the restaurant to eat instead of going to a restaurant like every day to waste money on restaurants. It's actually not advisable to be going to restaurants every time to eat. So you should actually consider, you know, cooking yourself, or you can just get someone to cook for you. They'll stop going to restaurants to eat. It's actually bad. Number two is having unused subscriptions. You know, there was actually a time where I was subscribing to Netflix, and then if I subscribe to Netflix, I will only watch just one or two movies, and then I won't watch any movie again until the next month. I'll see that the thing has expired. I'll subscribe again next month. I might not even watch any movie, or maybe I just watch one movie, because I have tight schedule. I'm always busy recording videos, editing, podcasts, schoolwork, you know, all those kind of things. I'm always busy. I don't actually have time for Netflix. So I realized that I was actually wasting money on that kind of subscription. So what I actually did was that, you know, I will collate all the movies I want to watch. Maybe I'll write like maybe 5 to 6, 7 movies I want to watch for a particular month. Then after I have like 5 movies down, then I will now subscribe to Netflix. I will create time and, you know, watch those movies for that month. Then the next month, I know that I'm not watching any. I already watched like 5 movies. The next month, I won't subscribe to Netflix again until when I have, okay, like 5 or 6 movies down that I really want to watch. So if I don't have like at least 5 movies down, I won't subscribe to Netflix. Now, another kind is Apple Music, or maybe Canva. You know, people would subscribe to different subscriptions. Some people subscribe to gym memberships and they don't have time to go to the gym. You know, that kind of thing. It's not like you're wasting your money. So when you have unused subscriptions, make sure you don't try to, you know, subscribe again and again and again and you're not using that subscription at all. Number three is buying things just to show off. You know, in this generation, this is actually very common. A lot of people buy things just because they want to show off to their friends, to people around them, and all of that. You know, for example, you see some people going to buy designer clothes that they can't afford. They want to borrow money to go and buy those things, or they will borrow money to go and buy them just because they want to show off to some people that don't like them, to people that don't even care about them. Now, why are you, you know, going out of your way, stressing yourself, borrowing money just because you want to impress people that don't even care about you, people that don't even know you? So stop wasting money on buying things just to show off, on buying the most expensive phone, the most expensive car, the most expensive dress, you know, that, just to show off to your friends. You're actually wasting money. You can use that money to do something meaningful for yourself. So stop wasting money just because you want to show off. Number four is not having a budget. I always talk a lot about budgeting on my YouTube channel and even on this podcast. You know, creating a budget is something that has helped me financially a lot. That's why I always emphasize on it. A lot has helped me financially. Now, how can you create a budget? If you want to create a budget, all you have to do is just know your income and your expenses. If you had earning 100,000 naira a month, and you calculate your expenses, you're seeing that you're spending like 60,000 naira, or let's say 80,000 naira every month. All you have to do is just create your budget and make sure that it goes around that 80,000 naira. It does not, it must not be more than 80,000 naira every month. So just create a budget for yourself, and creating a budget will actually help you to manage your finances. But if you're not creating a budget for yourself and you're just spending your money, you get 100,000 naira this month, then you're just spending it anyhow. Before you know it, before the half of the month, 100,000 naira will vanish. So you have to create a budget for yourself. So not having a budget is one way you're wasting your money. Number five is always buying books. Now, I'm this kind of person that I love to read books a lot, but I don't buy books. Now, let me tell you something. There are some people that, they buy a book this month, and then they are reading that book, and then maybe when they get to let's say the book has 200 pages, when they get to like 100, when they read 100 pages, they'll hear about another book that is interesting. Instead of them to finish reading that book, they won't finish it, they'll go and buy that book that they've had, that new one they've had, that is interesting, they'll go and buy it. After they buy it, they will neglect the one they were reading before and start reading the new one. They'll be reading that one to let's say, when they read like 50 pages of that new one, they'll hear about another book that is interesting. They will neglect that one to go and buy another one. By that, you're wasting your money. You're not reading books. You're actually wasting money. If you really want to read books, buy one book. Finish that book before you can buy another book. And also, if you don't want to be buying books, I have a link below in the description of this podcast where you can download free books. So these are the five ways people are really wasting money that they don't really know. And I hope you learned one thing from this episode. Make sure you stop wasting money. Let that be your goal for this week. Don't waste your money. Stop going to restaurants to just eat. Stop having unused subscriptions. Stop buying things to show off. And have a budget. And you should stop buying books anyhow. Thank you for listening to this wonderful episode. My name is Femi Olaniyan, don't forget. And I also have my YouTube channel, Femi Olaniyan. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, please, guys. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram @Femi Olaniyan. I love you guys. Bye.